We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Monday, December 1st, 2025. We hope you enjoyed our fun fall break content. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. I hope you're ready for a special guest coming to the Virginia Theater this holiday season. Jolly old Saint Nick will be available for photos and to read any wish lists starting tomorrow and continuing every Tuesday until Christmas. In order to save time, reservations are required and available in 15-minute increments from 5 to 7 p.m. each day. All reservations are free of charge, and only one ticket is required for your entire group. To reserve your spot to meet Santa this season, please visit thevirginia.org. In other local news, the search for the next Unit 4 superintendent is officially moving into its next phase. The school board will meet with James Guerra today, CEO of JG Consulting, the firm leading the search. He'll present a new leadership profile built from weeks of surveys and community forums. Board member Christy Arnold says the message from more than 1,300 respondents was loud and clear. The district wants a leader who embodies accountability, transparency, and a strong commitment to academic progress. Experience, communication skills, and the ability to make tough decisions all ranked high, while traits like visionary leadership and adaptability mattered less to most participants. Superintendent applications open tomorrow and run through January 2nd. After pre-screening, the board will hold its first round interviews in mid-January, with finalists selected shortly after. Unit 4 leaders say they're ready for a superintendent who can rebuild trust, close achievement gaps, and guide real, measurable growth for the district's 10,000-plus students. In city development, the city of Urbana is officially opening the newly built Fire Station No. 2 with a ribbon-cutting ceremony today at 1:30 p.m. at the station. Residents are invited to explore the facility and meet their firefighters. Fire Station 2 is the second of two fire stations the city broke ground on in summer 2024. City officials say it will improve response times and support public safety. It will serve the southern part of Urbana. Residents can learn more at urbanail.gov/fire-department. And closing out with sports, Illinois took down Northwestern 20-13 over the weekend in a memorable, low-scoring snow game for the seniors, playing their last game at Gies Memorial Stadium. Senior quarterback Luke Altmaier threw for 136 yards, while sophomore running back Khalil Valentine ran for 74 yards and a touchdown. This comes after a crushing 27-10 loss to the Wisconsin Badgers in Madison that ended some postseason hopes for the Fighting Illini. However, many seniors, including Altmaier, will leave behind a legendary legacy, including the most home wins at Gies Memorial Stadium in a two-year span in program history, between 2024 and 2025. The Fighting Illini will now sit back and wait, with an 8-4 record, to see which bowl game they get placed into. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Gavin Westlake, Grace Avila, Mac Jones, and Joshua Applebaum. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.